American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Indeed, welcome inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Monster Cast Studios on the Lead Slinger's Whiskey Microphone. All of it being sponsored and presented to you across the country by X Insurance, which is, simply put, a superior product to what's out there. Would highly recommend, if you carry a firearm for personal defensive use, if you carry a firearm on the job, whether it's a armed security guard, whether it's a, I don't know, an armored car driver, whether it's a bank guard, whether it's a law enforcement officer, you need to talk with X Insurance. They will cover you from the nonsense that's going on in this country today. And they, and believe me, and they're doing an amazing job. They're taking the industry by storm for a reason. It's the best stuff out there. I have the policy myself. I've graduated and grown up from the membership plans and the gimmicky stuff, and I don't want all that, you know, giveaway. So I need an insurance policy just like I have for my house, my business, my cars, my boat, my life, my health, and everything else. I would settle for nothing less when my freedom was on the line. Xinsurance.com, the owner of the company and founder of the company, knows. Rick Lindsay knows himself because he was charged with multiple felonies in Chicago and fought it tooth and nail and designed the products exactly the way he would have wanted them to be there for him when he fought and won and was the charges were eventually dropped because they were bogus and there was no settling. And that's the way they do business. So give them a look. Okay. Xinsurance.com for information. You can go ahead and get quotes up there. The previous hour was a lot of fun. I had some fun talking with you about media stuff. We're going to go there with AWR Hawkins in just a second. And I want to thank Alexander Rubian for being here and apologize for the fact that time just flies right by. Alex will be on the daytime show with me this week. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Hope you had a good one and a safe one and gathered with lots of family and lots of friends and defied the leftist, communist, socialist kooks who are setting you up for what they want this country to be, and we'll never let them take it. But that's besides the point. We'll talk about that when that day gets closer. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. How you doing, my brother? Happy Thanksgiving, man.
I'm doing great. Happy Thanksgiving.
So you were down in Mexico, spending some time away, having some fun, right?
Yeah, we were down there with about 27 people. It was pretty fun.
27 people. That should have been a crime, that you were with that many people.
Right. Well, instead, it was a good time.
Okay. Well, I hope everybody doubled up on the masks, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I walked into Home Depot the other day with one. I had it on the top of my head, and I had the ear thing. I had the ear things around. It was on the top of my head. My kids were like, "Daddy, take that off. You look like an idiot." I said, "They want me to wear a mask. I'm wearing a mask." All right. Look, Joe Biden's gun control proposal could bankrupt the firearms industry. There's a number of things going on with this. You wrote about it. And, of course, we're talking about the Lawful Protection of Commerce and Arms Act, LPCAA. But there's more to it than that, too, AWR, because, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's one of the goals of removing the LPCAA is, in fact, bankrupting the firearms community. Or am I just a liar?
Oh, no. The Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act was passed in 2005, signed in 2005. The best way to understand it is if a gun manufacturer legally makes a gun and legally sells it, then they're protected from frivolous lawsuits that could arise if that gun legally made and legally sold is stolen and misused. They're protected from lawsuits, frivolous suits. And so Biden wants to do away with those. And as we covered, I believe it was February 24th, 2020, earlier this year, in South Carolina, he called out gun makers and said, "I'm going to take you down." Mm-hmm. And this, all this talk started in October of last year at a Gabby Giffords gun control event in Las Vegas, where he said it was time that gun manufacturers face lawsuits. And he said that if that could happen, we would get change overnight. And sure, we would. We would get change overnight. The kind of change we would get is that gun makers would have to close their doors. And this is just a backdoor attempt. You can't get gun laws through Congress. And the reason you can't get it through Congress is not because Congress is bad. It's because Congress has gotten tired of going against the Second Amendment. And their constituents are equally tired of it. And so you can't get gun control through Congress. So the next best thing is just bankrupt the gun makers, and that's his goal.
Well, let's talk about this briefly, AWR. Let's dig a little bit deeper. I'm going to assume, it's a really big assumption, the gaffes that Biden has mentioned just over the last few days makes this a really big assumption. But I'm going to assume at one point he was a fairly intelligent man. And based on that, and it doesn't take a very high IQ to understand this. It takes a very basic IQ to understand this. But he's got to know. One can surmise that this is intentional, that this isn't just I mean, he understands what's at stake. Certainly he would never do the same thing to Ford or to General Motors or to pick any car manufacturer. It doesn't matter. He wouldn't do it to Tesla. He wouldn't blame Tesla for the actions of a drunk driver that kills a family and is facing homicide charges. You don't shut Tesla down. The car didn't malfunction. The driver malfunctioned. The driver committed a crime. Certainly he's got to know that, correct? And if he does know that, what does that make him?
Right. Well, he's got to know. It's the same way as he doesn't blame Louisville Slugger, and who knows how many people
right.
have been beaten to death with a bat. I know that blunt objects kill more or used to kill far more people than rifles of any kind each year. And so I haven't seen him, though, seek to open Louisville Slugger up to lawsuits. And if he did, Louisville Slugger just disappear. And I don't know if it's an intelligence issue, a gaffe issue. I think it's intentionality. I think he knows that this is one sure way to stop the manufacture of firearms in America.
And by doing so, you said it was a backdoor attempt. It's really not that much of a backdoor attempt. Seems to be pretty much a front door attempt, as far as I'm concerned, because he didn't run away from it. He's making it very clear. If he knows that's the case, doesn't appear to be an end run or a reverse to me, appears to be thrown right down the middle of the field, as far as I'm concerned. Let's take that knowledge, and now let's go to Chicago, where 16 were shot, 5 killed Friday into Sunday morning. Today, more dead. The numbers are rising in Lori Lightfoot's Beetlejuice's Chicago. 16 more people. We talk about this every weekend for years together, and I don't see any of them marching in Chicago.
No, those lives don't matter to the left. And it's not necessarily because they're black. It's not necessarily because some of them are Hispanic. It's not. In other words, it's not necessarily the racial makeup that makes them not matter. But I think what makes them not matter more or less is their zip code. And they're not big donors. And they're not the kind of people that the Democratic Party grinds to a stop without their support. And so because all you could trace, if you look at a map and drew a circle where all this killing's happening in Chicago on the south side, it's predictable where it's happening. And now where it is happening, it's happening in the parts of Chicago that the Democrats built with their free housing or their reduced housing and their Democrat dream housing and all of this. That's where it's happening. And these are more or less, I would say, Democrat constituents who are shooting each other, shooting innocent kids, shooting moms, doing all this. But you're right, there are no marches. No one cares because it's just part of it, you know. And we've talked about that here. Ideologues, when an ideologue, which most Democrat leaders at this point in time are ideologues, an ideologue will sacrifice his own constituents just to see his ideology realized.
Right.
And this is a perfect example of that. They're indifferent to the suffering of their people because the goal, the agenda is so big. And this is just that being lived out before our eyes. And ideologues are to be feared more than anybody because, as I say, they'd be your best friend during election season. You vote them in, and even your death won't faze them. And that's what we see in Chicago.
Well, now you're going back into the whole Marxist, ideology and the whole useful idiot thing. Look, Democrats, by the way, you own Chicago. You own the mayhem in Chicago. Democrats have been controlling Chicago for 100 years. Don't point the finger at anybody but your own Marxist, socialist, communist, crap-driven policies. You own it. You own every death. You own every crime. You own whatever the economy's doing. You own it. Nobody else to blame but you. You own it. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about a really happy ending story. One where the clerk would have continued firing, but his gun jammed. We might want to get him a new gun. AWR wrote about it. We'll talk about it. It's a happy ending story. I love it. It's the hair on the back of my neck curl when I read a good happy ending story. We'll be back right after this with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Don't go away. Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Carr, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but neck down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Darn right. Thanks, Mike Gallagher, for that rejoin, and thanks to the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish. We love you guys, man. All of you, Mike included. X Insurance is bringing all of this to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers microphone. We're going to keep running because we've only got one more segment left with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. I'm going to read the headline real quick. Clerk would have shot alleged thief more times, but the gun jammed. Tuscumbia, Alabama gas station clerk who shot a robbery suspect Monday morning says her gun jammed after the first shot. Otherwise, she would have shot, quote unquote, more times. News 19 reports the incident occurred before noon at the Fuel City on Highway 72. 19-year-old Miranda Mullins says the suspect raised suspicions as soon as he came in because he had a hoodie pulled up and he was wearing sunglasses. AWR Hawkins, you want to tell us the rest of the story? Happy endings. Love them, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he got like $3,400.
Yeah.
And, but then he started to walk away. It just shot him. And that's pretty awesome. And then his getaway driver took him to take him to the hospital and they crashed. And I mean, it just can't get any better. And so anyway, yeah. Then you talk to that feisty little woman and she says, hey, hey, he'd have probably got shot more, but my gun jammed. And I think people that live in that area ought to chip in and buy her a better gun. Yeah. And that ought to be the response.
Yeah, you know, let me tell you, Miranda Mullins, God bless, I wish you were listening. Maybe you are. And here's just some good advice for you. Get yourself a nice striker fired pistol that won't jam if you're nervous or you're scared. And maybe if the gun is either weak-wristed or you're shooting under stress. You know, so just good advice. Just good advice to have. And get out there and practice. You know, get some training in. I know it's tough to do right now. Ammo's tough to come by, and everybody's suffering through that. I get it. But, boy, God bless you for what you did. And here's another piece of advice. Clear that register out a little bit and put it back in that drop safe, okay? $3,400 is a lot of money to have in that register when you're giving change out at a gas station. But here's what she said. He said he came to the counter, put the bag up on the counter, pulled his gun out, and said, give me everything out of the register. She responded, quoting AWR, by saying, you're joking, right? You're playing? The suspect made clear he was not joking, and Mullins gave him roughly $3,400 in cash. He turned to leave with the money. Mullins grabbed her gun and shot him. She said, I picked my gun up and shot him. My gun jammed after the first shot. Otherwise, he probably would have got shot more times, honestly. And he was, you are mentioned, apprehended after his boneheaded idiot getaway driver crashed at a red light while driving him to a hospital. I mean, you know, as he said, as AWR said, you can't get any better than this. This is just classic. And I do mean absolute classic boneheadedness. AWR, I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, man. I can't say it any other way than that, right?
Right. You know, and, you know, she just needs to make clear, and she already has for this story. You know, if you come in that store, you pull a gun, you better be ready to be facing a gun. And when that news gets out, people will pass this store and find a different store to rob.
I think she made that point very clear. She's a hero as far as I'm concerned. All right, there's a couple stories that you wrote. I want to tie them both together. This guy, John Ossoff, down here is a real idiot. This guy's a real bonehead himself. You know, he just speaks in euphemisms. He doesn't say anything. You know, his ads down here, we've been putting up with this crap for a number of years from this guy because he keeps running. All the Democrats' rising stars are all losers, by the way. You know, like Stacey Abrams, rising star, loser. John Ossoff, he's already lost, but here he is running for Senate against Purdue. And he says things like this. Hi, I'm John Ossoff, and I'm running for Senate, and I want you to be safe. All Georgians deserve to be safe. David Perdue doesn't believe in keeping you safe, but I will keep you safe. I'm John Ossoff, and I approve this message. So you scratch your head. What the hell is the guy even talking about? Well, I'll tell you what. As you know, AWR, the gun grabber groups, when they were spending their money in Georgia during the general election on November 3rd, leading up to it, they weren't talking about guns. And I'm talking about Gifford's organization. I'm talking about Everytown. They were talking about healthcare, not guns. Now they're descending on Georgia and AWR Hawkins, both headlines. Democrat John Ossoff endorsed by Gabby Gifford's gun control group and Mike Bloomberg gun control group descends on Georgia to back Democrat Ossoff. So are they now spitting out gun control? This is a very gun-friendly red state.
Right. Well, yeah, Ossoff running on, he wants to ban semi-automatic rifles. He's been clear on that. But he also wants, if you already own a semi-automatic rifle or a semi-automatic pistol, he wants to require you to get a license. So you have to have a license to own that rifle or pistol. He also wants to criminalize private gun sales. He'll do that through universal background check. He wants to institute red flag laws. California's got red flag laws. Illinois's got red flag laws. Florida's got red flag laws. And if you wonder why I mentioned those three states, I think we've seen mass shootings in all three of those states over the last 3 to 4 years. And Florida adopted their red flag laws after Parkland. That's important. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But guess what? It didn't stop. And just a few months later in Sebring, Florida, there was a bank shooting. 5 people were shot. That red flag law didn't do squat to stop that. And so it's important to know these red flag laws, wherever they exist, they don't work. It's all a means to grab guns. And anyone who tells you otherwise either is honestly uneducated on the topic or more likely to have an agenda. And with someone like Ossoff, you know it's an agenda.
Of course, and more than likely it's probably both when it comes to the general population. Here's some word for John Ossoff here in the state of Georgia on a number of radio stations. You want it, you come and get it, pal. You're welcome to come to my house anytime. Direct message me. I'll give you my address. I got to go back to this. I have to ask you this. You know, there are some more things, more issues I wanted to talk with you about, but we're getting ready to take a break. You know what's at stake in the state of Georgia, so I'm going to move away from your columns for just a second and let you take the last minute. What do you believe? Because we've not seen Kemp around here. Kemp is just AWOL in the state of Georgia, AWR. He's just AWOL. We don't know where he's at. Trump doesn't know where he's at. Trump's gone as far as saying he's sorry he endorsed him. And with everything at stake, we can't get anything from this governor. We've got a Republican-controlled legislature, Republican in the governor's mansion. We can't even pass a pro-gun bill here with this clown in office. Now you got the biggest Senate races in the history of this country, the control of the Senate at stake, and he's nowhere. What's your theory on that?
I don't know. I'm worried about him and your Secretary of State. Your Secretary of State, what's his name?
Raffensperger.
Yeah, golly.
Yeah, I know.
Either one of them, hopefully they'll never get elected again unless they get elected as a Democrat, but never again as a Republican because they failed to fight. You're in office for a time like this. And they're both AWOL. And it's ridiculous. What it's going to do is it's going to put the people of Georgia in a bad spot because this January 5th election decides who controls the Senate. And I hate to tell you, but that really means it decides who controls everything. If Republicans don't win on January 5th, then your gun rights are in jeopardy and there's not squat you can do about it. And Kemp and the Secretary of State there in Georgia, they're both missing in action.
Not only are they missing in action, but they're going to be held personally responsible by a lot of people, not just Georgians, if that should happen. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, Dr. AWR Hawkins. Thank you, AWR Hawkins, for being here. We appreciate it. Thanks for everything you do. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, read everything he writes. Never enough time, even if we've got him for 3 hours, which we've had before. There isn't enough time. Back with Sadie Sweat, North American Arms, right after this. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and together we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted it to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358, and remember, use promo code AAR.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow.com. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. We are halfway through the program today, Thanksgiving week, and I cannot believe how fast time flies on this show. Fastest individual hours on national radio, I can promise you. And if you are tuned in on one of the nearly 250 radio stations across the country, thanks so much for being here. We hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family and your friends, and those of you in New York and New Jersey and other lockdown states controlled by tyrant Democrat governors. I hope you defied them and enjoyed your holiday with your family like you should every year. And I'm hoping that you're planning on doing the same thing for Christmas as well. And you know what? This is America. If you want to travel, go ahead and travel. Live your lives. You know how to be responsible and you know how to be safe. And you don't need the likes of a Cuomo to tell you how to do it. And as far as that's concerned, I don't need to see him in my TV screens in Georgia, okay? News organizations, fake news organizations. I don't need to see him here. He ain't my governor. I don't want him down here, all right? I don't care what he has to say. All right, you're in the... I'm not going to do it. You're inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me today. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here on the Lidslinger's microphone. All of this is being presented to you today by X Insurance, a far superior product. Graduate and grow up to real insurance, just like you have on your house, your cars, your boats, your toys, your livelihoods, businesses, the risks that you take, your life, your health, etc. And get yourself real insurance, xinsurance.com. A number of years ago in 2010, I wrote a column titled The Top 10 Concealed Carry Guns for Human Events. And it became one of the most widely read columns that they had at that time.
And I started out by saying there were four things that a CCW gun must have. Number four, it needs to be simple to use, point and click, squeeze and bang, no levers, locks, bells, or whistles, nothing that makes you think beyond pulling a trigger. It's a gun. It should be simple, and you should not have to worry about running a system when your life or the lives of your loved ones are on the line and immediate action is required. Number three, power. All guns are powerful. All guns are powerful. Don't believe me? Stand in front of your little 22 long rifle and have someone pull the trigger, huh? I didn't think so. This is one area where I will challenge conventional wisdom. Nobody wants to get shot by any gun of any caliber, especially a criminal. Yes, you should always carry the largest and most powerful caliber that you can comfortably carry and shoot. If that happens to be a 22, good for you and bad for whoever is on the receiving end, because all guns are powerful. Number two, reliability. You can carry the coolest custom gun in the world, but if your choice of handgun doesn't go pow when your booger hook squeezes the bang switch or the shot goes wide left like a peewee football field goal attempt, it's worthless. Your gun must be reliable, and by reliable, I mean it must be reliable right smack out of the box. And number one, it must be comfortable. This is another area where I challenge conventional wisdom. We've all heard the words that a gun isn't meant to be comfortable. It's meant to be comforting. That's old school as far as I'm concerned. And this was written in 2010. Nowadays, it can be both. It's no longer necessary to lug around a 2-pound hunk of steel with only 7 rounds unless you want to, and that's fine. And then my number one concealed carry gun on the list was the 22 Magnum mini revolver from North American Arms. Sadie Sweat from North American Arms joins us right now. Sadie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How was your Thanksgiving out there in beautiful Utah?
It was really good.
I bet it was.
It was really
nice.
Great weather.
I bet it was. Is it cold out there now? Is it getting cold?
It is cold, yeah. But during the day, it's been pretty good, nice and warm.
It is, but it's so, such a beautiful place. I'll be out there soon, and we'll be reaching out to you in the very near future. You know, when I wrote that column, Sadie, in 2010, I thought for sure I was going to get jumped by a lot of people about saying the number one gun was the North American Arms. Let me read for you. And Sandy, the president of the company, is, and we've talked about this column for years. Let me read for you why that was my number one pick. North American Arms, okay. 22 Magnum Mini Revolver. What? Are you serious? You bet I am. A concealed carry handgun does you absolutely no good if it isn't carried. The NAA 22 Magnum Mini Revolvers eliminate every possible excuse you can think of for not carrying some type of personal defense gun on your person at all times. It fits all possible attire from a bathing suit to full winter garb. No, the 22 Magnum's not biggest or best choice of defensive caliber. However, the 22 Magnum Mini in my pocket under any possible scenario certainly beats the hell out of my main carry gun, and the glove box are safe. In fact, this gun should be on your person even when you are carrying your main gun. Never again do you have an excuse to be unarmed ever. Everyone should own one of these. And I mean, that's what I said about it in 2010. I've got mine right here. It's right here. I'm showing it to the Facebook viewers. There it is. I carry this gun with me all the time. It's a very, very cool holster, by the way. Love this firearm. And it's the 22 Sidewinder. Did I miss anything with that? Or is that pretty much your theory at North American Arms, too?
Yeah, that's exactly what we think as well. It's a gun perfect to always have on you. And lots of people prefer to have something bigger, which is totally fine. But like you said, it's just a gun that you can always have on you, and it's not a nuisance, and you can still feel like you're safe and protected no matter where you go.
And you know, the 22 Magnum, I'm not afraid to carry a 22 Magnum for personal defense at all. I'm not afraid of that at all. As I said, nobody wants to get shot. I don't want to get shot by a 22 Magnum. Do you? Come on.
No.
Of course not. I don't want to get shot by a 22 short, okay? I don't want to get shot by anything. More people die of 22 caliber bullet wounds in this country than any other caliber. Most people don't realize that. So it's something that I wanted you to hear that, and I wanted listeners to hear that, and I wanted listeners to hear your response at North American Arms to that, because these are amazing little firearms. They are not only that, they're absolute work of art, no doubt. Let's talk about the Dragon, by the way.
Okay,
because this thing is gorgeous. Is this a Sidewinder type gun?
It's not a Sidewinder. It's just our standard Magnum, and then it has the engraving and the updated grip put onto it. So it still has the cylinder that pops out all the way instead of like your Sidewinder that stays connected to the gun. But it's a very pretty firearm. The black and white really contrast each other well, and then there's like some silver in there on the grips, and the Dragon engraving is hand engraved, and
wow,
it's very well done.
Wow. It's 1 5/8 inch barrel. 1 5/8 inch barrel. If you want to get an idea of what the Sidewinder looks like, here it is in my hand. I'm holding it up. If you're watching, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio, and you can see the length of the gun fits in the palm of my hand. It's beautiful. And for those of you on radio who can't see that, that's the theater of the mind. I want you to picture what looks like a little miniature Western revolver in the palm of your hand. And what the beautiful part about this is, really, Sadie, the only way I can describe these things is when you pick up like a new iPhone or a new Samsung, I mean, you can feel the quality and the weight in the device, right? You can feel, hey, this thing's is well, but you can tell. And that's what a North American Arms feels like, right? You would agree?
I would definitely agree, yeah.
I mean, it's because I'm not, you know, the picture that is up of you here on the screen, I'm not sure which gun you're holding in that.
I think I have the Ranger in that picture.
The Ranger. That is the Ranger from SHOT Show. That is absolutely correct. That is the gun we were talking about. In fact, AWR Hawkins wrote it up right after we did our radio piece. Tell us about that Ranger. Is it still selling like crazy?
Yeah, all our guns are selling like crazy right now. It's incredible. But the Ranger is really fun. It's our break top, so it's kind of imitating the old Schofield revolvers. So it's got the break top, and it's so easy to load and handle that it's really just a great gun for everybody. Because of the mechanics, it does make it a little bit more on the pricier side of our line of revolvers, but still manageable. And it's such a fun gun, and then on top of that, I think that it's one of the prettiest guns we have. They all look so good with the rosewood grips.
Oh, yeah.
And then adding in the just ease of handling that gun, it's an awesome one to have.
I'm going to put you on the spot now. Can I keep you for another segment? Time just flies by, and I want to ask you about some of the various firearm models that you have. Can you stay one more segment with us? All right, great. Sadie Sweat's going to stick with us at North American Arms. We've got just a minute before we go to the next segment. But that Ranger is beautiful, and the break top on it is a new design for them. Now, let me be honest with you. If you've never handled a North American Arms Mini or one of the shorts, okay, the 22 shorts. I mean, these 22 shorts are, oh my gosh. I mean, you can fit two of them in the palm of your hand end to end. These guns, I was not kidding. These guns can go anywhere with you. I don't care what you're wearing or not wearing. You can carry one of these guns. When we come back, I want to go through some of the models with Sadie, because there are some great distinctions between them, both the shorts, the magnums, the long rifles, etc. And then there's some collector sets. Yeah, cool stuff. I love these guns. NorthAmericanArms.com. We'll be back right after this with Sadie Sweat.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
68 years ago this month, Victory at Sea, a World War II documentary television series, premiered over on NBC. The series marked one of the first opportunities for average Americans to have such major world events beamed directly into their living rooms via the new medium of television. And now this Emmy and Peabody Award-winning series has made its way to Armed American Radio listeners on DVD. Originally sold on television for $199.99, you can get all 26 groundbreaking episodes that have been digitally restored for the unbelievable price of just $9.99. But you must hurry. This offer is limited to the first 100 Armed American Radio buyers. Simply text the word VICTORY, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, to 58445. That's VICTORY to 58445 and place your order today. Text keyword to short code to agree to receive recurring automated promotional and personalized marketing text messages, e.g. cart reminders from Pulse TV. Consent is not a condition of any purchase. Text HELP for support or stop to cancel. Message and data rates may apply. Message frequency varies. Visit pulsetv.com/security.asp for privacy and attn.tv/pulsetv/terms.html for terms.
Hey, this final segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters. Make sure to visit crossbreedholsters.com. Now let's get back to me.
Crossbreed Holsters. This is the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is the Lead Slinger's microphone. This is me. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom across the country. Hundreds of radio stations tuned in. Armed American Radio Network, back at it again. Now 12 years on the air, 12th anniversary coming up in April, on April 26th, April 27th, will be the beginning of our 13th year. And we have been here in the seat every single Sunday. We have never missed a show. And it's because of you and our love of what we're doing in this fight for freedom. And boy, we are in it right now up to our necks. And X Insurance is standing here with us presenting it to you across the country, xinsurance.com, a far superior product. Visit them, get a quote. If you have questions, because I have the policy myself, reach out to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Those of you who have, you've gotten phone calls from me, if that's what it's taken. I will work with you if you have questions, and I will explain to you why I have this product and what the difference is between this and some of the other stuff that is out there. This is the real deal, okay? You wouldn't cover your homes and cars and everything else with stuff. Why would you, for gosh sakes, when your freedom was on the line, use anything inferior? You wouldn't do it. You just simply wouldn't do it. And please make sure to visit all of our sponsors, please. All of our sponsors, gunbroker.com, defendercoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR. MyPillow, Defender Coffee, by the way. You donate your profits to the Second Amendment organization of your choice. I choose to give it to the Second Amendment Foundation. What an incredible idea. And trust me on this one. No matter what coffee you drink, this is the only one that donates the profits, and it's better coffee than what's out there. DefenderCoffee.com. Give it a shot. MyPillow. Mike Lindell, again, finds himself under vicious attack. The dude fitted me himself for one of his pillows. He co-hosted the show with me in Minnesota. I realized I had the wrong one. The inventor himself fixed my problem,
and he's been supporting this program ever since. We have to support this man who is now out there on the Trump march, moving buses that he's paying for around the country on tour to support President Donald Trump, who the media has tossed off and just pretends he doesn't even exist. AAR is the promo code. Radio listener specials at MyPillow. Give them as gifts. Buy a ton of them. You got the discount. It's never been this big before, ever. The $68 queen pillows are now $40 off, and the kings are only $5 extra. Give them as gifts. Give them as gifts to all your liberal friends that hate guns so that you can know that they're supporting the right to bear arms while they sleep and don't even know it, okay? And don't forget your conservative gun-owning friends as well, too, all right? But the promo code is AAR over there at Radio Listener Specials. It's so important that we support them. And, of course, Car Arms, NorthAmericanArms.com, North American Arms. We're talking about these amazing minis with Sadie Sweat. We'll get right back to her in just a second. Of course, LedSlingersWhiskey.com and the Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, SAF.org, and Crossbreed. Holsters, crossbreedholsters.com. There are huge discounts going on over there. All right, Sadie, welcome back. Let's go to some of these firearms. First off, the 22 short is pretty much what started it all, isn't it?
Yeah, correct. That was our first one that we started manufacturing.
And that gun led to the 22 long rifle and then, of course, the 22 magnums. Now, the cylinders are interchangeable. You can buy a changeable kit. You can buy the cylinders. For the example, the 22 correct. Magnums, right? Tell us how that works.
So a lot of our guns are sold with two cylinders already. But if you buy a Magnum gun frame, any of the Magnums, so a Ranger, Sidewinder, any of them, mm-hmm. you can send it back into our factory. We'll time a new long rifle cylinder to your gun and send it back out to you. So then you can interchange, and lots of people prefer to practice or plink around with the 22 mm-hmm. long rifle. And then when they carry, they'll put their 22 Magnum cylinder back in.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
Yep.
The one that I have right here, and again, I'm holding it up for you, for viewers. The Sidewinder is exactly what Sadie just said. I've got the 22 Magnum cylinder in it. It's a fantastic firearm. You will absolutely love it. Now, let's talk about one that we don't discuss that much, and I have one also, is the 32 okay. NAA. The 380 ACP. This gun's a classic. It's gorgeous, but we just don't talk about it enough. 380, really? Yeah, I'm not afraid of a 380 either, just a neck down 9mm. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we have four Guardians that we make. We have a 25, a 32, a 380, and now I'm blanking on the other one.
The 32 NAA and the 380.
Yeah, that's right. So they're actually really cool guns. My dad just is dying for me to get him one right now. Mm-hmm. They're like you were talking about earlier. They're just, you feel it and you feel that it's a well-made gun. It's 100% stainless steel. So it's got a little more weight to it, mm-hmm. but it is just a well-made firearm that you could carry with you all the time.
You can put this thing in your front pocket. They have pocket holsters for these. I have the 380 ACP, and I also have, I think I have a 32 NAA. I've got a couple of them, but as Sadie just mentioned, just the weight of the gun is just makes these things. It's like the trigger pull is like butter. There's very little, if any, recoil whatsoever on these guns because of the weight. They're a dream to shoot, and that makes them accurate for a small handgun like that out to a greater distance. You'll find with a little bit of practice that you'll shoot that gun far more accurately than you will some of the, like, the, for example, the Glock 42s or 43s. It's a really fantastic gun. You also have some collector sets. Now, these are way cool. They come in the collector box, and there's a series of these, right? Now, are these are real guns. These are not replicas. These are actual collector sets. Tell us about these.
Yeah, so we do two different ones. We have the gold-plated guns. These are definitely, I mean, these are functional guns, but with the gold plated, we kind of tell people this is more of a collector set because that mm-hmm. will get damaged a lot easier just because of how soft the metal is. The other one, the blued set, that one's really popular. We just changed the process of how we're doing the bluing and the coating on that one. But when you see them in person, next time we're together, I'll have to bring one to show you. It's a very beautiful gun, and it's got the dark blue metal look to it, and then we have the burgundy pearl grips on it, and it's really, really pretty.
Yeah, these things are really nice.
Yeah, they come in the display case that has the glass lid on it, so they're just really well done, well made, pretty guns. But
yeah, these are
all
gorgeous.
Functional.
Yeah, they're all functional guns, but this isn't something you're going to want to take out to the range, I don't think. And the blue is gorgeous, but the prices run like $450, and I think the three gun set. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not looking. I think the three gun set is about $975. It's under $1,000, correct?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
But that sounds right to me.
Three gun standard. There it is. Three gun standard collector set. Caliber 22 short, 22 long rifle, 22 magnum. Includes the 22 short, the long rifle, and the 22 mini revolvers. Walnut display case in this one. High polished finish with matte contours, matching serial numbers. This one's $850. Wow. Hey, Sadie, thanks for being here very much and for talking about these wonderful guns.
Yeah, no problem. I had a great time.
Always have a great time with you. Looking forward to seeing you soon as well. NorthAmericanArms.com. That was Sadie Sweat. Unfortunately, we would be together in January at SHOT Show, but that's not going off because of the pandemic. Excuse me. Sometimes I slip. I'm sorry. It just happened. When we come back after the next hour. After the next hour. This hour's over already. We come back at the top of the hour, 6 minutes after the hour, because we are live on Thanksgiving Day weekend. The roundtable, and it will, trust me, it's the roundtable. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back with Justin, Brad, and Neil right after this. Provocative? You bet. Don't go away.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.